I'm so proud of you, Greg.
Back at it. Greg's a little tired this morning. Done messed up the beginning of the podcast. We had two minutes of unbelievable content that you'll never get to hear.
Not shocked. Maybe I'll edit it in.
So maybe not. Maybe they don't deserve it, George.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 58 coming at you in this blustery, cold Nevada, Las Vegas weather. Gregor, we getting another week on wax.
It is another week on wax, George.
It is.
I'm wondering if people are ready this year. Let's go ahead and get stereotypical podcasty, water cooler, news report talkish, and just say, you know, like 2020 was a fucked up year, right? So are people really ready? I don't know. Does Christmas feel different to you? Where are we at? What's popping?
Christmas feels different for me, not because of anything COVID related, mm-hmm. just because as I get older, you know, when I was a youngster in my teens a few years ago, it was so much more exciting. You know what I look forward to now? And this sounds like the oldest old person thing to discuss. I love having the week of Christmas off.
Oh, 100%. It's fantastic.
I look forward to being off this week. Just kind of, you know, you sleep in, which I normally don't get up super early anyway, but you know, instead of rolling out, getting out of bed, maybe you roll over and sleep for another hour or whatever. But anyway, you know, the boys are older, so I'm not really, never really went ham on Christmas. You know, there wasn't like 400 presents underneath the Christmas tree at my house
at any
given time. There's a few cool things. But now that they're older, like, you know, they don't want little toy cars and stuff like that. They want big ticket items.
Well, shit doesn't change, George. Just like we ask our kids for, you know, hey, starting like 2 months ago, like, yo, get me to Christmas list. Well, you know, what are your wants? Everybody's got like 5 items on a list. When I was a kid, even 12, 13, I bust you a 42 item list. Right.
Yeah, that was the flex back then.
But it's different now. Now it's like, let me get an Amazon gift card, iTunes, Apple gift card, or my girls want some clothes. It's just, and you know what? I don't have a problem with it. I think the situation we get into is realizing like we're in a position in our lives to be able to, our children have what they want and what they need, right?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with fulfilling children's wants, but as you and I have discussed on several other episodes, you know, I think it ends up causing problems with the child.
Yeah.
The way they be acting about shit sometimes, you know. But
I'll let them know.
Bro, you know, I remember when I was a kid that, bro, do you remember when you would get a bike for Christmas? Do you ever get a bike for Christmas?
You know, I got a bike. It's funny you say that. I got a bike for my birthday.
Oh, okay.
I think I got a bike for my 6th birthday, and then I got hit by a car.
Oh, that's when you got hit by a car. Well, that's was it the same day?
No.
Oh, okay.
I got my bike in July, mm-hmm. and I got hit in September.
Okay.
So it's just, I mean, you know, nobody would ever known that. I don't think.
Damn, George, you just ruined the whole mood of the podcast.
Yeah. I'm alive.
Yeah, I know. I'm bummed out, though. I don't like hearing about kids getting hit by cars and shit.
Yeah, well, you know, people get crazy. I survived. I mean, look.
You did survive.
When you got Thor's blood coursing through your veins.
Gloria Gaynor
over here. You're saving lives. Quick update, too, on my blood.
Oh, God. Do we have to hear? If we have to hear about your fucking sink and your goddamn blood again, I can't.
I'm not. The sink is fine. But important news about my blood. I did donate a double red for those who love giving back. And it's a very inexpensive gift to give, the gift of life. Go to your local blood drive center and donate. My blood was used in a transfusion, Greg.
Oh.
So this is great news because someone is rolling around with my hot blood right now.
I mean,
recent blood,
I guess,
donation
it's medically
sent to help a patient needing a transfusion.
Medically,
thank
that's great news. Medically, yes. Morally, ethically, I feel sorry for that person having your blood.
What? Here, Greg.
I call it like it is.
Greg, let me tell you what's amazing about this. And this person knows it. They need a transfusion. They're here like, we go. Yo,
oh my God.
I need some blood. I needed my life.
Fast
saved.
Forward 2 minutes if you guys want to. You don't need
and
to listen to
then,
this bullshit.
Greg, and then when they get my blood pumped into their body,
they get COVID.
No.
Yeah, they get COVID. It. I know you're
it
nasty.
Kills
George.
COVID.
Here we go.
That blood they're getting, guess what's in it? Life saving.
Alcohol and cigar smoke.
And life saving antibodies.
They get that blood and they're immediately intoxicated.
I would like people to recognize this podcast as a life-saving podcast because that's what we do. And I would like to meet the person. I probably know him because
we do save lives.
All of a sudden you see, you know, a dude who maybe didn't have a really thick, luscious beard. And then all of a sudden he pops up out of the hospital bed once he gets the first drip. And he's like, whoa, what was that?
I can't.
Boom.
I can't.
If you, anybody out there listening.
Wasn't the same joke made last week? I can't.
No, because my blood hadn't been used last week.
No, about the beard part. I just can't do this no more. I need you to upcycle. I need you to get these jokes. You know, I need you to like get some new shtick.
I would love to meet the person that got my blood.
Oh, God. Well, George, speaking of double red, I would show you. Not that you haven't seen it already. So I would have pulled out the Snoop Dogg red wine that I bought when I was at the store with Team Money the other day. But JD Gaff done took the whole bottle, so I don't even know where the bottle is.
Just look on our Instagram; it's there.
I got bottles of liquor at my desk, but not the specific. I do have the box though.
Snoop Dogg's
requested
wine?
Requested the Snoop Dogg box for all my purchases at the liquor store to carry it out.
Is that the wine? Is that the wine that where you put your phone over it with the app and it gives you a backstory on the wine?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it is.
George, I'm scared to even drink it because I just don't like wine, but we'll see what's going to happen.
I don't. Terrible.
How Snoop terrible. Is a Crip, but he got red wine.
For real? How come he only got blue wine?
You know what I'm saying, dog? Could have killed the game with that.
Let's go with it. Gregor, before you had your technical difficulties, you were talking about a schedule to get our avid listeners, all 9 million, up to speed on the Just a Drip podcast.
That's right. I forgot about that. Because I've been a slow ass at the end of this year going through these last couple of months, as you hear this, you're going to be caught up on 4 Just the Drip episodes as our, what's that stupid song?
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to
just
me.
Just the Drip gave to me. Episode 50. I would like to say 3, but it's actually 4. Or 55. Because it's going to be 55, 56, 57. Okay, hold on. My goddamn dog. Hey. I come down here to podcast. I got garages opening, dogs whining. I can't.
An empty house, Gray, because I prepare for this podcast.
I can't win.
Everybody
bro.
Knows.
I can't win.
Everybody knows to get out.
I can't win, George. Anyways, you guys are going to get episode 55, 56, 57, and 58. It's going to be the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th here of December. That's our Christmas gift to you. And that's a way I can clean off the palate, get ready for the new year here. And, you know, we'll be into Just the Drip episode, or not episode, but the 2021 season.
60.
Well, no, 59. I think we're taking this next week off. You know why?
Why? Because you didn't get coffee?
I haven't ordered the coffee. And you know, unless I pay like $40 to get that shit shipped right now, it ain't going to get here. No.
You would have had to order it last week.
No. Even last week is a gamble because you don't know who's sending UPS, USPS or not. What do you love?
My favorite part is they're going to listen to episode 58. When we tell them they're going to get all the episodes, but they had already listened to all the episodes.
That's what I said. That's what I was saying. Like, you're going to hear this episode, but you're going to be like, yeah, we know we already done heard the episodes. That's okay. Merry Christmas, guys. That's all I'm going to say. Merry Christmas. George, are you guys doing your Christmas Eve?
We are.
Yeah. What's going down? What do y'all got? Yeah. We go stay home. We go keep it in the house.
We're doing a little potluck. You know, here's the thing. I know they, you know, say, hey, families don't, you know, we don't need a bunch of families together. Mm-hmm. Anybody I'm congregating with is nobody new. It's not like I'm kicking it with, oh, hey, you know, Gary and Nancy just met them. Come on over. No, there's all the same people I've been around. It's probably like three or four families, and it's, you know, husband and wife couples, whatever. And you, I mean, I see you once a week to get coffee to either drop off.
Yeah, or but handle. I sit like at a table 6 feet wide away from you.
And you don't have to worry about COVID with me because I cure
them. I don't know about that.
But we have a little gathering on Christmas Eve Eve, and this year we're doing kind of an appetizer potluck. Mm-hmm. Last year, Beth made brajol.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we were teasing her about she loves to say that she's fucking Italian. We're like, oh really? Well, do you know how to make Italian stuff? And she's like, yeah. She says, I can make brajol. I was like, oh really? So she made that last year. It was pretty good. I liked it.
I mean, obviously I didn't have it, but sure.
Yeah.
The one takeaway I remember from last year's Christmas Eve was,
there's only two Eves.
I know, but I just got to be ridiculous. It was the, obviously the episode we recorded that week after was Egyptian cheesecake.
And I made it. That's and the I made only a video. Episode.
I can remember that and Dwayne the Church. What was it?
Dwayne the Rock
Dwayne
Church.
Dwayne the Rock Church. It was like the only two episode names I can remember.
It was like highly rated, highly downloaded episode too.
I know.
That was up there.
That was up there.
Great.
Yeah, we would bore you guys with recapping 2020, but we're not going to. That's too much work.
In the other side of that is that cheesecake was really good. Didn't you say that was gluten-free?
It was. It was.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have guessed it was anything free. It tasted like regular cheesecake.
Oh, it definitely wasn't sugar or fat free. So,
but
don't worry about that.
You know what? I might have to throw that up on the gram. The little video I made of your cheesecakes.
How come I don't remember it? Oh, with your shirt off as usual.
I didn't have my shirt off. I had probably a tank top on.
What was the next day? You were like video, like you were like FaceTiming me or something with your shirt off, eating cheesecakes in the kitchen, like at 8 in the morning.
No, I made a video because I made a video pulling them out of the fridge. I think I put your cherry spread in the microwave to heat it up.
Oh yeah, I did do that. I forgot about that.
And then I just videotaped. You're listening to this episode. When we drop this episode, I'm gonna post it on Instagram.
That's a good idea. That'll be a nice little recap.
See it. You'd be like, "What the hell video is he talking about?" Boom, it's gonna be on the gram.
I kind of want to make those just again now. I ain't gonna lie. I kind of forgot for a minute. I almost want to make those again.
They were amazing. I'm gonna do. You know what? No, by the time people hear this, it'll already be over. I made like a bruschetta thing, which you wouldn't have eaten because it's got bread.
Facts.
But I made this thing last year with prosciutto on top. So what I think I'm going to do this year is I might get some fillets and slice them real thin.
Fillet of what? Oh, like
just
beef,
like a fillet.
Steak?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds good.
A little something on there on top. It's tasty. I made a little dish I saw on Sam the Cooking Guy's YouTube, and it was a real big hit in the house. So I like
which
it.
Oh, Sam the Cooking Guy. That's right.
He's on YouTube.
I see. I've seen some of his stuff.
Speaking of watching, looks like you hitting up The Mandalorian.
I did last night. I fired up, you know, did a little 1 month subscription on Disney Plus, because there's really nothing I watch on there or would care to watch, to be honest with you, except for The Mandalorian. I think it was obviously last year around this time. I did my review, I think, of The Mandalorian season one.
You did.
I started season two, watched three episodes last night.
It's trash.
Yeah, it's all right. It's there's a lot of dawdling about. There's a lot more emphasis on making Baby Yoda extra cute. There's some Easter egginess that they're doing to try to hook in. So, you know, it's like they have to do the low hanging fruit for people that don't care about Star Wars, who don't know about Star Wars. Right. And that low hanging fruit is very tropey TV drama shit that is, you know, it's all predictable. Right. Low grade acting, obviously, because their budget's mostly going to go into special effects. Yeah. So they can only afford to pay a few really good actors. And and then Baby Yoda's cuteness, right? That's like the low-hanging fruit for people that just watch TV. And then for the people that are actual Star Wars nerds, they do some things. They do like in the beginning of episode one, there's like this part where there's all these it's like this, I guess it's the hood or something on a planet, and there's spray paint on a wall. And then like in one section of where the spray paint is, exactly, one section where the spray paint is, C-3PO's head is spray painted on the wall, right? Or a C-3 protocol droid's head is spray painted on the wall. So, and then like there's some other shit, some, you know, I'm not going to ruin it for anybody, but just, you know, anybody who wants to start watching it, there's some tie-ins to another very famous Mandalorian, if we can say that much. So, the most famous Mandalorian, obviously.
Boba.
Right.
Boba Fett.
Right. So, anyways, I started watching that. I think I'm going to finish watching it today, to be honest with you, but get it done.
I love that they spray painted Compton 3PO on the wall. That's what the C stands for those that don't know. Compton 3PO.
What do y'all want? We want C3. Bum, 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 bum.
We want C3. I can hear it now. That's great.
Oh my God.
I'm going to do, because I remember then they started this season two, sometime in November, and I planned on doing exactly what you did.
Right.
I'm going to, I think the last episode comes out, what, Wednesday?
It came out already. It came out like 2 days ago.
Oh, perfect. So I'm going to pay for 1 month. I'm going to binge watch everything for the last couple of weeks of December.
Yep.
And then shut the studio down.
There it is. That's what it is, my man.
I think they know that. And I also think that's why they teased six more Star Wars universe connections.
And then Loki and Scarlet Vision and all. I don't even want to watch any of that,
Wanda,
to be honest with you.
WandaVision.
World. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's why they also did away with their free trial. Because I was like, let me find a free trial. I'll watch these episodes in 2 days and then I'm done. But you can't get a free trial anymore.
Yeah. No biggie. Something I've been seeing, and I wanted to bring this up before we get into the episode. And I don't remember seeing this any other season, but these hot chocolate, I put coffee bombs. They're hot chocolate bombs. It's a ball of thin chocolate, and inside it there's marshmallows, there's cocoa mix, there's all that stuff.
Right.
And then I've seen a lot of videos now. People are pouring, you know, hot milk over top of the bomb and then stir it and boom, you got. But they're actually serving these little hot chocolate bombs in like a little plastic thing, like a gift. Kind of cool. I got one.
I'm not down with that stuff. I don't like that gimmicky stuff. Hey, you know it's just gonna be just terrible. And I don't like marshmallows in my hot chocolate. And I don't like my hot chocolate to be just powdery or very corn syrupy, hard chocolate that melts down. Like, I want that shit to be legit, right? Yeah, hot chocolate gluten-free. Is like that type of thing that we accept crappy versions of. It's like, we're like, oh, well, we only drink it like, you know, a couple times a year. So I'm fine drinking the trash version of it. I give it up. Listen,
you like your truffle cocoa nib hot chocolate?
You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I'm a hater because I see things like that. I'm like, well, could have made that and made $3 million this season.
Yeah.
But I didn't. So
you didn't.
It reminds me of bath bombs when I think about it, because you put it in the thing and it breaks apart and like glittery shit comes out. You know what I mean? Like it's the same concept to me almost.
Still is close, but I've seen a lot more of it. I don't know if they sell it. I don't know if they're selling it at grocery stores or people are home making these or what, but I've seen a lot of it this year.
I'm sure. You know, the minute one or two, you know, companies put it out, everybody latched on real quick and started creating it.
Something you're going to find out, not on this episode, obviously, but Monday, I found a chiropractor.
Oh,
and
you're
going to ask him.
Egypt?
Chiropractor.
Okay. Yeah.
And going to figure out what's going on with his tailbone. So I'll be letting you guys know.
I think hopefully still busted, dude, busted and disgusted. What's going on with it?
It's so weird. I've never, and I think this is part of getting old. You know what?
Oh, it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, once you get in your late 20s, you might experience this. We talked about this in the
late 20s plus 20.
Yeah. You sit too much. And that's why I'm standing right now.
You are.
There needs to be more adoption of these standing desks, especially for those that sit at a computer seven, 8 hours a day. I'm hoping that's what it is. I think the dude's probably going to say, oh, your hips are out of whack. You need to do this stretching exercise. Mm-hmm. I just need to know what to do. And so far I've been trying the rollers. I've been doing all this stuff. I just need a professional to say, hey, yo, do this. So,
yeah, well, you know what I say about chiropractors, short-term solution for long-term problems.
Really?
Yeah. I don't mess with chiropractors, and I don't think anybody really should unless it's a very, very, very minor issue. I think
it's a minor issue.
Really, really, your best just going to, you know, a physical therapist or something. Get a couple sessions in, show you what to do. They can do an evaluation on all that stuff, actually.
That's what I'm hoping this guy does.
No, well, chiropractors and physical therapists are two different things.
I know, but maybe the chiro dude to be like, yo.
The chiro dude is going to do is they're going to try to book you up for, you know, 5 to 8 sessions to come in. Do the alignment again and again and again.
I don't have back pain. I'm hoping that it's right, connected somehow. Right.
It doesn't necessarily have to be back pain.
I mean, he's got Thor's blood.
All of a sudden, like my arm was hurting the other night when I was sleeping. Like there was a little cut or something on the skin.
Are you mad old?
Back of my tricep right here. I was like, damn. I woke up. I was like, what the fuck is this? I don't even know what it is, bro. I hope JTD prays for me, bro. I was just the drip audience. I was looking at it in the mirror. This is some underneath my skin. It was just a lump or some shit growing.
Oh, shit.
Game over, dog.
Man, you got Mandalorian shit in you.
Mandalorian. I pray to Jesus, Mandalorian, Christ.
Well,
I did watch Aliens. Aliens. I can't remember. The one that came after Prometheus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it since it was in theaters. I did watch that the other day. That was very interesting. Just when you have time. You know, like, yeah, you go see something in a theater and you really like it or you don't like it, whatever, don't matter. But the theater experience has pluses, but then it also has minuses because you don't really get to like pause or rewind or throw on the subtitles so you know exactly what they're saying.
Yeah.
So I got to watch that a little more closely. And I came upon this question.
Oh, shit.
Do the aliens in the Aliens movies eat the people?
I don't think so. I think they're just used for reproduction.
See what I'm saying? Because this was in the Earl and Anthony group chat the other day. You never see the aliens actually eat the people. They either just kill them or they snatch them up and, you know, they snatch them up and cocoon them up as a host or they get the face huggers on them.
I think, now that we're deep diving into aliens, I think aliens are less of a being and more of a virus.
Because
you never see them.
I see what you're saying on a macro level.
Yeah. I mean, they aren't really like sitting around a dinner table and snacking on humans or anything else.
Right. They're
not picking oranges.
Well, I started reading like a Stack Exchange article, you know, it's kind of like Reddit, but people are a lot smarter. And people were talking about how like these aliens can eat, like they eat glass and dirt and things like that because of the way their biology is. They can eat things that are inorganic and grow. Because if you think about in the movie Alien, in a lot of these alien movies, right, the chest burster comes out, right? So you got this like football, you got this football sized alien dude and he goes running away, scampers away. Then next time you see him, he's 7 foot tall.
Yeah. They grow fast.
You're like, yo, what's this dude eating? How did he molt into 7 feet tall in a period of 4 hours?
Magic.
So, all right. Well, thanks for allowing me to sidetrack all the way off, George.
You're welcome.
Let's bring it on back. Speaking of xenomorphs.
Yes. Ooh, very nice transition, Gregor.
Thank you very much.
I went ahead and got the coffee this week while we were in Arizona at the beginning of the month. And, you know, Gregor and I like to give back to communities, buy local, drink local.
That's a fact.
We are drinking Xanadu Coffee Company's single origin drip. This one's called the Traveler. Xanadu is a local coffee roaster they call it downtown Phoenix? They do call it downtown.
Yeah, sure.
Phoenix. Yes, they do call it downtown Phoenix. This shop is, and I don't know the area very well, but when I went there, you could see U of A. I think it's called University of Arizona. The red with the A that's like red, white, and blue.
Right.
There's a medical center there. I thought that was the campus, but then you let me know that the campus is in Tucson.
Yeah, it's like 2.5 hours south.
Okay. So,
but you know,
it's
like all these universities do. They kind of poach off of each other in major cities. You know, like UNR has a medical building down here in Las Vegas now. It's the same concept.
This coffee, they've been roasting for about 12 years and they finally, I didn't know this when we went to the coffee store or when we went to their shop, they had just opened this shop.
Oh, okay.
Like this. And I did some reading on the website. They must have opened this shop maybe 2 weeks before we got there because the post on their website says, "Hey, we opened a coffee shop."
Wow.
And I thought that was wild.
That's some timing, right?
So we just happened to get lucky and show up. Yeah, they posted a blog post on December 4th that says, "So we opened a coffee shop." So this place was brand new. And we'll start on the coffee, but we'll get into some of the details. Very, very cool spot. The coffee we got this week, it says, this is going to be a little different for those out there that look forward to hearing about the Maisels. I don't know. And I tried to find the farm online because we've had to do that before when the websites don't list some of the details of the origin or the farm. But this one says it's a natural process. It's a medium roast. The bag says Laos Natural Process, and then it says Fei Mei. I think that's how you say it.
Yeah.
F-A-I.
Yes.
And then M-E-I. So I think Fei Mei. This bag was roasted on...
Yeah, actually, it might actually be Fei Mei.
Fei Mei?
Yeah, but I could be totally wrong, but go ahead.
Is that Ha Fei Mei?
Well, I just know you pronounce like on Street Fighter, Fei Long is F-E-I. So the A might, the A with the I might be Phi.
Phi Beta Coffee.
Welcome to Just the Translation.
Yeah, we'll get there. The tasting notes on this coffee are pineapple, dried cherry, and apricot.
Hmm.
I don't eat a lot of apricots, but I definitely know what pineapples and cherries taste like. Gregor, you want to start off your review of the coffee?
Okay, yeah. Let's get here. There's a few things here I made quick note of. One, Xanadu, that is a song by Olivia Newton-John. For anybody that's over 50 like me, you might be familiar with it. I don't know what the two have to do with each other. Does the word Xanadu even mean anything? Is another question I have.
Did you look it up?
I'm looking it up right now. Xanadu.
Oh, perfect.
An idealized place of great or idyllic magnificence and beauty. Oh, there you go.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's,
I like it.
That's something I never knew that. An idealized. So it's like utopia, right?
That makes sense because if obviously I was at the coffee shop, so I took some pictures that we'll post online when we drop the episode. There's a really wild mural, and the only thing I can compare it to, and again, I didn't get to talk to Randy and Jessica, the owners, but it reminded me of Guardians of the Galaxy when they visit his dad's apartment.
Yeah.
Visit the dad's place. I get that kind of vibe from the mural on the side of the building.
Interesting.
So maybe there's a loose, I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with Xanadu.
Probably. It's probably tying into that concept. George's coffee. I ain't gonna lie. I really like the bag. We'll get into the design later, but I got it. I was very intrigued by the bag. I think it's really just the kind of the bold name on it. And then just these like almost topographical lines that are on there. Cracking this sucker open. It's a beautiful roast. The beans are very, very evenly. Yeah. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's really well done. This is, I think, our first Laotian, because it's from Laos, right? So it's our first Laotian coffee. I didn't even know they grew coffee in Laos. Shout outs to Kimmy Blaze. She used to work at Window Media. I don't know if you ever remember her. She worked up front at the reception desk. Mm. And she moved back to Laos, I think.
They hired well at that front desk.
Who?
They hired well.
They were
very good at that front desk.
They actually did, though. There were some really good people over there.
That's why I said it.
Out of the bag.
Flavors you getting?
Out of the bag. Beautiful smell. Beautiful scent. Mm. It carries some more of this savory note. It's, you know, I hate that this sounds so weird, but it's just, it's a coffee that when I say savory, I guess it just really carries a heavy coffee note, and there's no bitterness to it. This isn't that classical bullshit you guys might be used to with some of the bigger box brands. Went ahead. I did a pour over per usual, 1-15 ratio on the water. However, after that, I did end up you see it shows 1-17. But I always do that. I always like to start stronger, and then I will water down before I start to dial in then the brewing technique. Gotcha. So I did add some water to this later. And the reason why is that 1-15 was actually a bit strong in terms of, I think, the acidity that's in this coffee with that pineapple note that's there. Would I specify the flavor as specifically pineapple? No, but there is a kind of a citrus sting there, and it's not sting as in bad. It's just that acidity. And then the dried cherry, I really can't say I identified a dried cherry, as opposed to a bit of a sour tartness that was also there. And that, again, is something that was a lot more prevalent as the cup was hot and warm. It's cold now. And I can say this much. I unfortunately do not taste anything that is reminiscent of an apricot. However, this cup has cooled, and I think the beautiful thing is it got really sweet to balance out that acidity that was there when it was hot, right? it was a little more invasive at that point. And again, this is why, you know, we do talk about it a lot on here. There's people out there that just want hot coffee. The coffee's got to be hot. They don't care if it doesn't burn me, I don't want to drink it type shit. I'm more of the room temperature type, only because, you know, here on Just the Drip, we seek out these little nuances and these flavors that are here in the coffees. And there's a sweetness there that is now balancing out the acidity from that pineapple and that dried cherry note that is specified here. What do you think about this, George?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got my G-grade notes here. It's developed Just a Drip. This is patented and licensed only to Just a Drip. Right out of the bag, I do get a sweet dried fruit smell. That's the only way I can... It there is floral, but not, I don't want to say that about every bag. It does have a fruit forward smell out of the bag.
Right.
In my opinion. I did close to 17-1. I was showing Gregor when he was talking about his ratio. They actually print it right on the bottom of the bag. 17-1. That's what they recommend. So I'm close in the ratio. I do 16-1 for all of mine. So I'm right there.
Gotcha.
Right out of the brew, I got a piney sweet smell from the manual. And it was good. It was pleasant. So you could get kind of like what you said, you're always going to get bitter in a coffee. I think the piney, I think that's the bitterness in the coffee, the smell. Cause I get it on every brew. I always try to smell it right after the pour over. But yes, piney sweet. But then pouring into the cup, it smells terrific. It really smells good. First taste, to me, this has a traditional coffee flavor. You're hit with the bold, even though it's a medium roast, you get a bold coffee flavor.
You do.
Right when you drink it, it's not a light Ethiopian.
Right. It's not a tea like jasmine floral.
No.
You know, silkiness to it. It's got some oomph behind it.
Yeah, this is, to me, this is what you, when you drink that morning coffee, you want that bold coffee flavor. I get that right away. While it's hot on the first taste, I don't get any distinct notes. You were saying that too. It does have a smell and a slight, kind of a sweet fruit mash. And the only thing I could attribute to is
that's a great description, actually, George. That is, it is kind of a mash in terms of
G-grid.
And I'm not going to say general because that makes it sound generic, but it does have a, it is like a group effort of fruits making up almost a new palatable flavor right there.
Yeah. In on the cool down taste, and again, I agree with you on, you know, just because your coffee cools down doesn't mean you got to pour it out and pour more hot stuff. You get more flavor when the coffee cools down than you will drinking it piping hot right out of the pour over, whatever you're doing. Again, not the exact fruit, but if I had to put my finger on some of the tasting notes, dried cherry would probably come closest to what I think it tastes like.
Gotcha.
On my sophisticated palate. And that's it. I mean, I went ahead, just full disclosure here, walked in there. I knew we were going to do this one because I liked the fact that it was a single origin for the episode. And then I also bought another bag and I gave them out. Actually, I got another bag just for us. And then I got a bag for a friend of ours.
Gotcha.
For a gift. And I went ahead and did that. Super cool. Randy happened to be there that day. And when Christy's, you know, was like, yeah, we drove 30 minutes to get to this.
You definitely went out of the way to get there.
Where Nolan's golf tournament was like at the edge of town in Surprise, Arizona. And then we had to, I mean, it was a little, I had to hurry. I didn't have a lot of time to hang out in the store.
if y'all wouldn't have sat in Denny's for 2 hours.
Let me tell you, we scooted out there real quick, got all the way back in time for him to tee off and have a good day. But I would have liked to kick it with Randy for a while, ask him some questions about the setup and everything. But you kind of got into the design of the bag.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's a super cool. I think those might represent the hills or the mountains of Arizona.
Ah, yeah. You're probably right. You're probably right.
On the back of the bag, there's actually a...
saguaro cactus.
Yeah. Little cat, but more line art on the back.
It's kind of a form.
I didn't see. Yeah, there's nothing internally. You know how some of these bags will print something internally in there. It's kind of
the surprise. Yeah. See, Surprise Arizona. The surprise art on the inside of the bag is always a nice touch.
Right. But very, very cool bags. God, what do they call that?
Spot UV. The Spot UV. Yeah, you beat me to it.
They've done, you know, on the front of the bag and all over the bag, actually, is Spot UV for all the different color combinations and the line art. And it, you know what? It's a nice touch.
I like how if you look at the left side panel of the bag is the color with the Spot UV. And then if you look at the right side panel, it's just the Spot UV on black. And that, I thought that was pretty cool. It's kind of an old printing trick to bump up things without being too complicated in the process.
And it follows the design on the front.
Yeah.
It actually rolls over.
Oh, yeah, it does. You're right. It wraps around. So, like, yeah, the design is nice. I like the Xanadu. That looks like it's League Gothic or something. It's turned far as the name up there. And that's like a Futura bold. They got the coffee company. The only thing I don't like, you know, and I always have to be picky, I don't like the slap on label. I'm not opposed to slap on labels. Obviously, you got to cut costs somewhere. You can't be printing every single bag as a unique bag sometimes.
But you put this much effort into designing the bag.
Right.
You would like to see something.
Yeah.
Something a little more designed in
there. Yeah, I don't want to see like a serif font of like, it's like Paladin or whatever that is on there. I think they needed to stick. They did so with some of the text on here, but the margins are bad. The printing's off a little bit. The sticker's just out of place. The design of the sticker, the color, I'm not sure. Like, imagine if that sticker was maybe a hot pink or magenta to go with that, you know, the magenta hills that are in the line art right there. Something like that would have been a little bit nicer. But it's a good coffee, man. This is our second coffee out of Phoenix. I didn't notice the sun in the very top corner of the side panel. I had to push it open.
I didn't notice that either.
Yeah, it is nice, man. Phoenix is doing some things. I think the Phoenix coffee scene is probably a bit bigger than Las Vegas, obviously, just based on footprint and population. Oh my God,
it's a It's Greg. It's a big ass town.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I hate it, to be honest with you. It's just this giant sprawl.
I couldn't believe it took me, and there was no traffic. It took me 35 minutes just driving at normal speeds to get to this place. And I was still, I mean, Surprise is not, I guess it could be like a suburb of Phoenix.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, it's far. And I was still in Phoenix. So it was something else. So we got through the bag. Little history on Xanadu. The ownership of Xanadu Coffee is shared between Randy Denton and Jessica Bueno.
What a good last name. You get the joke. I know. Good last name. I ain't mad at that.
I knew that was coming. I did, like I mentioned, I wanted to call Randy. We messaged a little bit on the Just the Drip Instagram page. And I wanted to give him a call and ask. I just didn't get around to doing it this week. Visited the shop. And again, we already got into it. I was there on December 5th. It sounds like they just launched the shop. We'll be putting pictures online on our social media. They have a bright pink La Marzocco espresso machine.
Oh, I see it now right here in this image.
Yeah. And you know, we bring all the hard
stuff. Ah, and it matches that same color on their bag there, if you think about it. Interesting.
It does. It matches the mountains and the design. So that was pretty wild. I think it was last week's episode 57, where we talked about the La Marzocco home.
Oh, yeah.
Home espresso machine.
Yep.
For on sale for $5,100.
Yeah, it was on sale. They took $300 off the price.
So I can only imagine this. I can't imagine that La Marzocco has hot pink espresso machines just laying around. I think this is probably a custom job for the spot. So
yeah,
if their home options are 5,000, this machine is up there.
Right.
And it is definitely a centerpiece of the coffee shop. They were roasting coffee 12 years prior to opening the retail shop. And something else, I got a picture of the business next to the coffee shop, and I want to get the name right of what it's called. Oh, I can't believe I'm drawing a blank here. Tasty Box. The name of the shop right next door to it is Tasty Box. And I got some pictures of that too. I just thought it was hilarious.
What do they sell in Tasty Box?
I'm assuming food. I didn't eat there, so I don't know. But I thought it was hilarious. What a name for a spot. But you know, maybe that makes more sense to people that are in Phoenix there. Really cool. So Christy actually started saying, "Oh yeah, you know, we wanted to make this trip. My husband has a podcast with a friend of his in Vegas, and he reviews coffee." He hooked us up with a friends and family discount. So that was super cool.
Oh, wow.
Those that listen know that we don't take free coffee to review on the show. We always pay for the coffee. So we did pay for this coffee, but Randy hooked us up with a discount. And, you know, I was buying four bags. So that was a really awesome discount.
Yeah.
I got an oat milk latte, no flavor. Christy, I don't know why she does this, but she got a vanilla latte, and then she's like, "God, it's really sweet." And I said, "Well, what do you expect?
Every time,
you ask them to pump vanilla syrup into your latte."
Yeah, I think my biggest piece of advice for anybody that wants a flavored drink but does not like overly sweet stuff, tell them half
honey.
Just tell them half though. Oh. Like if you want the flavor but you don't want it to just taste like somebody dumped a cup of sugar into your drink. And you're getting something that's like a vanilla or a pumpkin spice, just say half and they'll cut back on it. And it greatly improves the drink if that's what you're in the mood for. And the flavor's still there.
Yeah. And it was, look, I got a regular oat milk latte. It was delicious. Great taste.
I got one. I got one at Public Us the other day.
Yeah.
And but it was off the chain. There's something when you get a regular latte done right and that espresso And it just takes having a bad one or having what you think was good, and then you get one that's actually well done and you taste it. You're like, you can't go back to these regular burnt lattes.
I've yet to, at these mom and pop coffee shops, these local roasters, I've yet to have a bad latte.
Yeah.
I think they go through great lengths to train and hire really good baristas, and they understand. I mean, and I've said it on here before. I've been trying to teach myself how to make great cappuccinos or great lattes. And I've been watching these baristas when I go in and I watch them make my lattes. Mm-hmm. And they texture the milk. And then I notice they'll dump a little bit out to make sure they got the right amount. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if they're taking off something or whatever, but anyway, they know exactly what they're doing. And they're layering everything and folding it in and all that. It looks cool. So awesome lattes, picked up the bags. Some of the things I wanted to get into off of their site, it says in their process, no tipping. Hmm. So I went back and looked at my receipt, and I'm sure enough, there was no buttons for tipping. So I went back and I realized that they don't have that part as part of their checkout experience. Something they mention online, it says, look, I've always hated tips at coffee shops. It creates such animosity between the employees when people brag about how much they made or what shift tips the best, creates weird seniority dynamic where the old guard always has the best tipping shifts and the newer employees have to be grandfathered in. I get that. The cool part about this is he says that he takes care of his baristas and his staff. He pays the staff. He doesn't expect them to work for tips. So that tells me he's probably paying them a higher wage. And then he goes into saying that we have fully transparent systems with milestones and we'll pay them more as the shop is brought to profitability. So I thought that was kind of cool. Maybe there's like a profit sharing thing set up for those.
Quite possibly. Yeah. You know, I think, and I can't remember what episode it was. We went into a really long discussion about tipping in coffee shops. Mm-hmm. And it's not just coffee shops. It's also just rampant in any type of food and beverage industry right now. being from Las Vegas, we know the tipping game very, very well here. Most people in other major cities do too, but in Las Vegas, it's something very unique about the tipping system out here. I mean, I have no problem tipping anybody for great product, great service, et cetera. My issue is with, you know, it's multi-tiered, but first of all, with a coffee shop, being expected to tip prior to actually consuming the beverage, I think when you do that with any type of service, it's not like when you go to a restaurant and you order food, they don't ask you for the tip up front based on your order before you get your food, right? So that's a very strange dynamic. It's frustrating, and what am I tipping for? And then the newest thing again is over the last like 2 years, I got really, really irate one time around the podcast. But if I walk into a podcast and I buy 3 bags of coffee and I swipe my card, don't flip the fucking screen around and you've done a suggested auto 20% tip because I purchased product off of a shelf. Yeah, the option is there to say 0 or do custom tip or 15%, but don't start the tips at 15. For a retail purchase, and don't suggest 20. It's disgusting because you as a business owner are passing off to the customer, like, we are responsible for the people behind the bar to be able to make a living. Your shop, your hiring, your fucking payroll, your taxes, you take care of that shit. It's just irresponsible and wrong to do to a customer. If a customer comes in and receives great product and great service, they're going to tip. Guess what? Some customers will get great product and great service and won't tip. You know, I'll never forget when I worked at a nightclub and one day they said, it's like my first couple of weeks working there. They go, you're working coat check today. I said, coat check? I'm supposed to be a bar back. They go, nah, you're working coat check. I was like, these motherfuckers got me so good, right? I go and I work coat check, George. I'm getting people's coats, da 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 da. Right? Some people will give you like, $2, $5 when they give you the coat and you give them the ticket.
Yeah.
And then they come back and get it. Some people will tip you, right? So anyways, I'm having a shitty night in coat check. Motherfuckers give me like a dollar, right? And I'm handing people their coat. And I'm not saying I need more than a dollar to get somebody's coat and hand it to them. It's right there. It's not like it was a gigantic, gigantic, crazy nightclub and everything was like on a rotating dry cleaning rack. It wasn't like that. But I was just sitting in that room. I was pissed off. I'm like, man, I'm working coat check. I made like $17. Lady comes up. She's like 6 foot in heels, right? She gives me her ticket. I turn around. Mm. I give her a coat. Mm-hmm. Boom. She tips me. I look down. It's a $100 bill. I said, whoa. Damn. I go, excuse me, you just gave me 100. She goes, yeah, that's for you. Have a good night. Walks away. The universe balances itself out. So people that work in tipping industries, yes, you're going to get fucked over and slighted by a lot of people. But there's other people that are going to respect what you do and they're going to take care of you if you provide a good service. So don't be a shitty human being. Be a good human being and good things come back to you.
I want to know what was in that girl's coat.
I was like, never mind. Bro, $100 bill for grabbing a coat 3 feet away behind me.
Hey, something was in that coat.
It was a nice ass coat.
Well, she reached in the pocket.
Oh yeah, I didn't dig
it
up.
Was still there. So she hooked you up.
I did not dig up in nobody's coat pockets. I wasn't trying to get shot.
Well, that's how it rolls down. If you are in the downtown Phoenix area, please go visit this shop. It is at 1930 West Durango Street, Suite H, Phoenix, Arizona 85009. If you're going, I don't know if Arizona has these rules. I didn't think they did, but if you want to make a reservation, you can call them at 480-220-8779 or visit them at xanadu coffee.com.
I don't like they had Durango Street probably before we did because it's downtown. So that means it's been down there for quite some time, right? Our Durango is pretty far west. That means we bit Phoenix's style.
Probably. Most likely. You ready for some news, Greg?
I'm always ready for some news, George.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the news.
I found a new YouTube channel, and I really like it. The channel, if those who listen to the podcast know, I like to drink. This is a channel that says how to drink.
Yep.
And... this dude is pretty funny. If you see enough of the recipes and stuff he's making, you'll see that he spills more liquor than he actually drinks.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to watch. He has a really cool personality. He's not too serious about his drinking, but on one of the recent, uploads he did, he referenced a coffee liqueur called Mr. Black.
Yes.
I looked it up. I've never had this, but now I'm intrigued. I want to grab some, probably make a couple drinks on Christmas Eve. Greg,
funny, George, just let me interrupt real quick. I remember when this liqueur, I think it started to kind of, pop about 2 years. I hate to say that word, but like to kind of push into the US about 2 years ago. They're based out of Australia, the company that makes this. So
you're right.
Huh?
You're right.
Oh, I thought you said Europe. I thought I was wrong. And it's also sometimes I think it's not just like around at any old place that has alcohol. So I would call ahead before you go and check to make sure it's in your local store before you go looking for it and questioning and asking about, and maybe even get it or maybe even order it in. That's all I wanted to say.
It's about $30 for a 750 milliliter bottle.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
No.
It used to be like around like $50-$60. Okay, we're good. I thought it was
pretty good. Just for those in the Vegas area, if you are a listener, they do sell this at Total Wine.
Nice.
So it's located at two of the Total Wine stores here in town.
Which ones?
And you know, Gregor.
Which ones?
The Centennial Center Boulevard.
Too far.
And the Stephanie by me.
Too far. So, yep. So I won't be trying
this. I'm going to swing by there and pick these up. Something I like, and I thought when I heard coffee liqueur, I thought we were going to get into like a Kahlua. And then I started looking more on their website, and I realized that this is a cold brew coffee liqueur. And I don't think Kahlua is just coffee flavored. And then this one here, I'm looking forward to tasting this. I am going to go pick for $30. I mean, I gotta try it and give a review and then let the listeners know what's going on. So I'm going to pick some of this up. And little backstory, there are only two ingredients in this: Australian grain spirit and Arabica coffee beans from Papua New Guinea, Kenya, El Salvador. It's big, it's bold, not too bitter. This is a great treat either on its own or iced in an espresso martini. And I don't think I've ever had an espresso martini, but now I want one.
When you say Australian grain spirits, we talking like Everclear?
Maybe. Okay. Probably.
All right.
Maybe it's infused in there. And that's Mr. Black cold brew coffee liqueur. Give it a taste there.
George, I just looked it up. It is available in the Summerlin in limited quantities.
Yeah, nobody wants to go out there.
I do. I'm gonna go over there. I'm gonna go check that out. I'm gonna go grab a bottle and I think maybe this will be our next episode. This way we don't have to worry about getting the coffee in a time.
Ooh, Gregor, that is a good idea.
All right, we'll see if that works out.
That actually is a good idea. I can't believe you had that. That's good.
Maybe we should record the episode on Christmas Eve while we're drinking it.
Blah, I'm down. I'm three quarters of the bottle through. Next up in the news is your favorite guitarist.
Yours and mine.
Oye, Oye Komova. I think that's his song. I don't know the name of that song.
Yeah, I think that is it. Yeah.
Word.
Oye Komova.
Yep. Da. Blah, blah, blah. Da, la, 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 la.
Bom, 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 bom.
Mucha-cha.
I wish the people could see something us like dancing that right now. Like that, we was breaking it down. They're not ready. They're not ready for the old heads doing it.
We got to put this on live. Carlos Santana has launched his own coffee brand. I think it's just going to be called Smooth Coffee or Smooth Blend or something like that. And then I dug a little deeper. What it is to be famous. I love it. Kind of like this dude from the NBA, and I can't remember his name right now. I'm sure basketball fans know exactly what I'm talking about, but he came out with the Big Face Coffee.
Oh, I dig. Yeah. What was, I can't remember his name either.
I can't remember.
I don't watch enough basketball. Yeah,
I know, but he's a really good player. So I did some digging into.
Oh this. My God.
And
we're gonna take a timeout right here.
Day's getting loose.
Hey, bro, shut up.
Okay, I'm stop. Leaving this in.
Look, there's nobody out there.
I'm definitely leaving this in.
Look, there's nobody there.
This is the dog episode.
Hey, there you go.
Man,
all right,
getting loose. What happened?
Nothing. My dog hears this. Dude thinks he's the protect He-Man, master of the universe. He hears a noise outside. He's gonna let everybody know.
He's a killer.
All right. Sorry.
He's the Barker.
Sorry, George.
He's the Barkalorian. So
is Rig DeLorean?
Yep, Rig DeLorean. Carlos Santana has teamed up with a company called Icon Global Coffee Company.
Yes.
And then you pull back the wool, and it sure looks like Icon Global Coffee Company is a Missouri-based global specialty coffee company with an extensive network of vertical partners, coffee industry icons, thought leaders and partners, influencer relationships, global licensing and branding experts. Let me tell you what this is. If you're famous and you want to white label a coffee, you call these guys.
Right.
They'll go ahead, they'll get all your supply chains set up. They'll get all your coffee set up. They'll probably design the bag for you. And then boom, you got your coffee brand.
George,
launched.
What is the chance that this coffee is going to be like a great coffee?
Here's my issue. And I think it's going to taste like several other coffees. We've talked a couple times about the Chamberlain girl that's got her own YouTube.
Yes.
Even though that coffee was based out of California, I feel like this the some kind of brand like Icon Global, they're going to work with a coffee farm. Hopefully it's fair trade, but I guess they're, when they're trying to do this, the margins are pretty slim. Their coffee, Carlos Santana's coffee, is going to taste like some other celebrity coffee who has nothing to do with coffee.
Right.
They're just lending their name to a coffee brand.
Right.
I think that's how it's going to go down. I mean, it's you get into some of the things on their website. With our proprietary technology, turnkey full service fulfillment center and warehouse, e-commerce platform, digital marketing expertise.
Oh my gosh.
And delicious.
So much
coffee.
Being said.
So it sounds like they're a coffee company for you if you just want to launch a brand.
Yeah. That's exactly what that sounds like, George.
And that's what, and I'm going through like the Carlos Santana Coffee Company is coffee beans and products sourced by Icon Global. And if you go through some of their other people, they got Pet Lover Coffee Company. They got Polo Gear Coffee Company.
Wait, Polo Gear?
Polo Gear. Yeah. And it's got a.
Yeah, let me get that. Looks like she's. Let me get that Ralph Lauren roast. Yeah.
Let me get a horse hoof pour over.
Hey, George. Yeah. That was funny. Just want to let you know real quick, just an update on the Mr. Black here. While we were going over this Carlos Santana, I jumped on Total Wine. I said, you know what? Let me just order it right now for pickup so it's there when I get there and I'll just swoop it up, right?
Okay.
I add it to the cart. It's $28.99.
Ooh. Oh, what's the pickup charge?
I look over. I'm like, what? Where's the? I kept trying to mess it around the cart. I'm like, where can I just click buy? It's up here. It says you're 1 cent away from our $29 minimum for pickup orders.
That's awesome.
However, there is $2.43 tax added, so my total is $31.42. But that doesn't count towards the $30 minimum.
Sure doesn't.
Look.
Guess what,
Mr. Black. You will be procured. Total Wine, kiss my ass.
I'm going to pick some up.
Me too. And Total Wine, kiss my ass.
So that's the story.
Merry kiss my ass.
It sounds like somebody hit up Carlos Santana and say, yo, we got this opportunity. We could probably sell some coffee under your name. You want to do it? And Carlos is like, yeah, I ain't getting any younger. Let's do it.
Facts.
I'm gonna write a coffee song. I'm gonna bust it out on the guitar and, you know, go buy my coffee. It's cool. Good for him. But I just want people to know out there, it's probably a lot more marketing and less about.
Oh, 100%. So 100% it is.
I'm sure we'll link this in the show notes. I just want to throw it out there. Foodandwine.com. Your website pisses me off to no end. Endless pop-ups, pop-overs, pop-unders.
Oh, pop-unders.
I just wanted to read the damn article. So that's a whole nother story. Next up in the news, Greg, your favorite coffee place, not mine because I'm a real,
before
I'm a real, real.
After I pick up the Mr. Black, I'm getting straight in the drive through.
Starbucks to add oat milk to all stores nationwide in 2021. Mm. Now, here's what's interesting about this story. Just a Drip brought it to you first. Episode 31.
That's a fact.
If you want to go back, I did the research. We brought this to you. Starbucks did a deal with Oatly way back then and said, yo, we're going to launch some oat milk flavors in the Midwest first. See how it goes. That must have gone really well because they're rolling all of it out nationwide. You will be able, if you like your soy milk, your coconut milk, and your almond milk, you're now going to be able to order an oat milk at Starbucks. So you've got milky options all over the place.
Non-dairy for all of you vegans out there.
Yeah. And something I thought was funny to note, there's a couple of things. One thing Starbucks didn't mention is whether or not ordering your beverage with oat milk will come at a steeper price tag, though it is to be expected.
Hmm.
For reference, Starbucks currently adds a surcharge of around 60 to 80
Oh my God. Jesus Christ, dog. Oh, okay, hold on. This is going to be an editing nightmare. Bro, shut up. I can't anymore.
Stop it.
I'll go ahead. While Greg controls his dog, I'll go ahead and finish his story.
Nobody's out there.
Some of the critics have dubbed this the vegan tax. So for those that are lactose intolerant, you're going to get hit with a vegan tax of 60 to 80 cents because you can't consume lactose.
That's terrible.
So lucky you. One of the other notes in this article, customer interest in plant-based foods continue to see rapid growth with reports that the $5 billion industry has grown 29% in the past 2 years.
That's pretty amazing.
According to the Good Food Institute. Now, Greg.
Yeah.
Our minds have evolved and they operate on a different level.
This is true.
If you knew back in episode 31 that we said Starbucks struck a deal with Oatly Brands.
Right.
What would your next logical thought be?
Invest in oat milk.
Boom. You just heard it. We're helping you out. Did some research. Oatly was trying to go IPO back in February of this year, but they never did.
Okay. I see what you're talking about.
I think I found Oatly or Christy found Oatly in Vaughn's.
Yeah.
I know it's at Whole Foods.
Yeah, and it's in Smith's now too.
And you don't, if you're going to pour it on your cereal, there's Oatly milk. If you're going to use this with coffee, you want to get the barista blend Oatly, not the regular one, because the regular one's going to be way too water like.
Yeah, yeah. You want that barista. And I will let me jump in real quick. I will say that for very picky people, you know, if you get a lot of these barista blends and stuff, they have a lot of guar gums and xanthan gums and things like that in there. So be aware that there is a thickening agent added to most of these.
Yeah, I don't mess with gums.
Yeah, me neither. Messes up your digestion.
So I just want to throw this out there. We are not, I think we have to put this in there. We are not investment gurus or anything like that. But I will say, I did get some stock in DoorDash and I did get some Airbnb because they were blowing up this week. They both went IPO in the last couple weeks.
Okay, rich gang.
I'm going to keep my eyes out for this Oatly, because if you got Starbucks on your roster and they're buying directly from you and you are their only oat milk supplier, I'm going to have to say the stock price and or what am I trying to say? The profits from Starbucks buying up all your shit is going to be pretty good. So definitely going to keep my eye out for that. I got some alerts set up. And that rounds out the news there, Gregor.
Well, George, I think you did an amazing job this week, by the way. Not only did you get coffee.
Thank you.
You put all the news in. You gave us a great idea for our next episode with the Mr. Black.
Boom. Boom.
Your beard is getting whiter like Santa Claus.
I don't see beard.
You haven't been riding your bike, so your appearance is slightly more jolly during the holiday season.
You're crazy. I have not been riding my bike. He's correct. I have not been riding my bike. It's freaking cold.
I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to be Republican and Democrat at the same time. Merry Christmas. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, who cares? Happy holidays, because if you don't celebrate Christmas, that's good for you to celebrate the holidays in any capacity which you see fit, or not celebrate the holidays. Hopefully, for most of you, you've been healthy, you've been okay. May 2021 be better for you than it was in 2020, and may none of you have to ever receive any of George's blood.
But you want to.
That's arguable.
Yeah, everything Greg said, and shout out to Xanadu Coffee for being our episode 58 coffee.
Facts.
And much congratulations and future success to Randy and Jessica with their coffee offerings.
Yeah, I just remember Bueno.
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 I'm sending them Bueno vibes.
What's better, George? Buenas noches or buenas nachos?
A buenos nachos, for
100%.
Sure.
100%. Sour cream or no?
Do they have oat milk sour cream?
All right, we'll catch y'all next week.
See you next week. Thank you for listening to another amazing episode of Just the Drip. You could follow and tag us on social media at It's Just the Drip. Tell everyone to search and subscribe to Just the Drip on iTunes, Spotify, Pocket Cast, or any other of your favorite podcasting apps. Have a great week, and don't forget to keep dripping.